Ni hao. I always love saying that.
我很喜欢说这一句。
Well, we've had a great time together.
我们有一个就是很美好的时光在一起。
Exploring practical ways to live the Great Commandment.
We've been exploring some very practical ways to live the Great Commandment. We've been exploring some very practical ways
to live the Great Commandment. We've talked about God's love.
那在这段时间里面呢，我们讲到了神的爱。
And the fact that God is love.
那我们也讲到神就是爱的这个真理。
I noticed that all of us mentioned First John 4:15 through 21.
那我注意到我们几位都有讲到，就是约翰一书，这都什么
？4:15 through 21.
啊 ，OK， 约翰一书四章十五到二十一节。
This scripture really sums up living the Great Commandment.
这段经文真的是把就是活出最大的诫命做了一个总纲。
So because you're used to hearing it in a particular translation,
因为就是我们大家都很习惯，就是说用某一个就是圣经的译本来听这段经文。
I'm going to read it to you from a different translation.
所以我今天要用另外一个翻译来向你们读这段经文。
Okay, it says, God is love.
他就说神就是爱。
Those who are living in love are living in God.
住在爱里面的人就住在神里面。
And God lives through them.
并且神也借着他们活出来。
By living in God, love has been brought to its full expression in us.
那当我们住在神里面的时候，爱就在我们里面 的表达就得以完全。
So that we may fearlessly face the day of judgment.
让我们能够完全没有惧怕的，就是说面对那个审判之日。
Because all that Jesus is now, so are we in this world.
因为现在耶稣基督所有一切事的，我们今天在世界上也都是。
Love never brings fear.
爱永远不会带来惧怕。
For fear is always related to punishment.
因为惧怕永远跟处罚有关。
But love's perfection drives the fear of punishment far from our hearts.
可是就是当爱达到完全的时候呢，他就将这个害怕被处罚的这个惧怕从我们的心远远的赶走。
Whoever walks constantly afraid of punishment has not reached love's perfection.
如果有人他一生当中他一直在害怕被处罚的话，那他就是还没有就是说领受到这个完全的爱在他里面。
Our love for others is our grateful response to the love God first demonstrated to us.
那就是我们爱他人，就是说，当我们对着神先向我们所显出来的这个爱，的这个感恩的回应，就是我们对他人的爱。
Anyone can say I love God.
任何人都可以说我爱神。
Yet have hatred toward another believer.
可是呢，却对着另外一个弟兄姐妹有仇恨。
This makes him a phony because if you don't love a brother or a sister whom you can see, how can you truly love God whom you can't see?
这就让他变成一个假冒的，因为如果说他没有办法看可以爱可以看得到的这个弟兄姐妹的话，那怎么能够爱一个没有看到的看不到的神呢？
For he has given us this command.
因为他给了我们这个命令。
Whoever loves God.
不管是谁，如果是他是爱神的
，must also demonstrate love to others，
也需要向别人来表达爱。
So some of the key points that we find in this scripture，
所以我们在这段经文所看到的几个关键点呢
？Of course, as we mentioned, God is love。
那就像我们刚才讲到的，神就是爱。
If we love, we have an intimate knowledge of God。
如果我们爱的话，我们就是对神有一个亲密的认识。
We can only know God if we know love.
我们必须要明白爱，我们才能够认识神。
We can only truly know love if we know God.
那我们必须要真实的认识神，我们才能够真的认识爱。
He loved us first.
他先爱了我们。
That means that there is nothing that can separate us from His love.
这表示没有任何的事物可以把我们可以使我们跟他的爱隔绝。
Nothing that we can do will make Him love us any less.
因为我们做的任何事情都不能让他减少对我们的爱。
He demonstrated His love by restoring us to a relationship with Him.
他显出他的爱的方式呢，他向我们表明他爱的方式，就是他将我们与他的关系来恢复了。
And bringing us into the family of God.
并且将我们带到神的家中。
We find that we can trust in the love that we have for Him.
我们发现就是说我们可以信任那个我们对他的爱。
In other words, as we are showing Him the love that He's given to us first.
换句话来说，就是他先给我们的爱，我们如果用来回应他，然后爱他的话。
We can trust that that's enough.
我们可以信任这就够了。
We don't have to strive hard to love God.
我们不需要好像很用力努力的要来爱神。
It just overflows.
因为他就是这样子的满溢出来。
God lives through us.
神借着我们而活。
That's in First John 4:16. Sorry.
约翰一书
First John 4:16.
四章十六节。
So if God lives in and through us,
那神如果住在我们里面，那也借着我们活出来的话。
That means that love lives in and through us.
那就表示爱住在我们里面也是借着我们而活。
As we read, we don't have to fear punishment.
就像我们读到的一样，我们不需要害怕处罚。
Perfect love casts out fear.
因为这个完整完全的爱就将惧怕除去。
So this part is about identity.
所以这个就讲到我们的位分。
God isn't waiting to squish us.
神不是等在那边好像要把我们捏碎。
Like a bug.
就像虫子一样。
God loves us.
神爱我们。
God is love.
神就是爱。
And our identity is based on God's perception of us.
而我们的身份，我们的位分就取决于他怎么样看我们，他对我们的看法和眼光。
Our love for others is our grateful response to the Lord.
我们对其他人的爱，就是因为我们对神的爱的这个感恩而显出的回应。
It's our response in response to His love.
是因为我们回应他的爱所做出来的回应的动作，就是我们会爱身边的人。
It says in this passage that if we have received God's love,
这段经文讲到说，如果我们领受了神的爱，
then we are to extend God's love.
那我们就要来伸出神的爱，就是来给出神的爱。
Now I realize this is a simple message.
那我知道这是一个很简单的一个信息。
One time I was praying to the Lord.
有一次我在跟神祷告的时候
，And I said, Lord, could I please do some deep theological teaching?
主啊，我可不可以就是教导一些比较深的这些神学道理
？Because I'm a Bible college teacher.
因为我是一个就是那个神学院的老师。
I love getting deep into the Word.
我很喜欢就是很深的来研讨神的话。
Studying hard.
然后也就是很认真的研究。
And then teaching what I've learned.
然后再教导我所学习到的。
But he had told me to teach on grace and love.
可是他就是跟我说你要教导恩典和爱。
So when I asked him this, I was coming from a place of a little bit of frustration.
所以当我在问这个的时候，我就是里面觉得有一点点烦，就是说，我可不可以教一些其他的？
And his response was.
那结果他对我的回应就是说。
How much deeper can you get than talking about me as love?
就是我就是爱这件事情，你还能够讲比这个更深的吗
？I said, okay, God, got it.
我说 OK， 好，我懂了。
Yeah. And the reason is that it's so deep.
那就是意思就是说这个深到一个地步。
Because this is the fundamental message of Jesus's death.
因为耶稣的死，这个他所带出来最基本的信息和道理就是这个。
It's that he loved us so much.
就是他爱我们爱到一个地步。
That he wanted to bring us back into a relationship with God.
他想要将我们 就是带回到恢复我们跟神之间的这个关系。
A relationship that humans had not had since the fall.
就是从人类堕落之后从来没有过的这个关系。
The beautiful thing about living from love.
那就是从爱为出发点来生活的时候，这个很美丽的地方就是说。
Is that we do it by grace.
就是我们是凭着恩典而活。
God's grace is really the tangible expression of His love.
神的恩典就是他那个他的爱这个可触摸的表征。
I find it interesting because so many times in the church today,
我觉得很有意思，就是说很多时候就是今天的教会
，we become like the foolish Galatians.
我们开始变成像是无知的加拉太人这样。
We read about this in Galatians 3.
在加拉太书第三章的时候，我们读到这些加拉太人。
Where we end up working hard,
就我们开始就是说好像要很努力工作
to get God's love,
就是为了要得着神的爱。
Why do we do that?
为什么我们要这样做？
The scripture in John 1:16 says that we are given grace upon grace.
约翰福音一章十六节讲到说，神给了我们恩上加恩。
So remember that God's love is given to us by grace.
所以你要记得，就是神的爱是凭着恩典给我们的。
By His grace, we are able to love Him back.
那借着恩典，我们也可以来回应他的爱，来爱他。
By His grace, we are able to love each other.
借着他的爱，我们可以彼此相爱。
So if you take one thing away from this conference,
所以你如果在这个特会有学到一个东西的话
，take away this.
你就记得这一点就好。
You can rest and relax.
你可以休息然后放松
in the grace of God,
在神的恩典里
as you let him love you,
让他爱你
and as you love others,
然后当你去爱其他人的时候
so what I'd like to do now,
所以我现在想要做的事呢
actually we have a couple different things we're going to do,
我们有几个不同的事情要做
but I'd like to start with just hearing from a few of you who have been here and been through a couple of the exercises,
那我第一个就是要就是说我那个特会前面几堂有来参加的弟兄姐妹，就是如果你就是我们所做的几个操练，然后你有经历到的
，or maybe I should say the prayer times，
那就是我们祷告的那些时段。
And if any of you would like to share what you've learned or gained or experienced，
那如果有任何人想要分享，就是说你学到什么，或者是说你得着什么，然后就是想要分享你的经验。
In the area of God's love，
还有就是关于神的爱的部分。
So you can just raise your hand and we'll bring the microphone to you。
Yeah， 所以那你可以举手，然后就是我可以把麦克风带过来。
Anybody like to share? I know a couple of you shared with us earlier.
我知道你们其中几位就是那个今天早上有跟我们分享这样子，那不知道有没有谁想要分享的
？Everybody's shy.
大家都很害羞。
Okay, all right. So what we would like to do now?
Okay, 那我们现在要做的事呢
？Is we're going to talk about healing and prophetic.
就是我们要讲到就是医治跟先知性 的恩赐
as a way that God demonstrates his love to his people. Go ahead. Yes, that would be great. It's okay.
Yeah. 有人想要分享的吗？我知道就是我们有时候比较害羞，所以需要过一下子才会有人举手。没有也没关系 ，Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm praying though that you did experience more of God's love or more ways to express God's love.
Yeah. 我的祷告是就是说你那个希望大家有就是领受到神的爱，然后有更多的就是说更多的能够就是操练经历到神的爱。
Okay. So we'll talk a little bit about healing, and then Pastor Laura will come up and talk a little bit about the prophetic.
好，那我们会讲到一点，就是说关于医治的部分，然后那罗尔牧师也会上来，然后讲到一点关于就先知预言。
And then we will pray for you all.
然后再来，我们就为大家祷告。
So as far as healing goes, we know that at the cross.
那就是讲到医治的话，我们就知道说耶稣在十字架上
took stripes, well, before the cross, he took stripes on his back.
那就是说在他上十字架之前呢，他就受到鞭伤。
And scripture says that by his stripes we were healed.
那圣经就讲到说，因他的鞭伤我们得医治。
So what happened when Jesus went to the cross?
那当耶稣就是上十字架的时候呢？
He established for us healing and restoration.
他为我们建立了医治和恢复。
Healing for our broken hearts.
就是给我们的破碎的心的恢复。
Healing for our bodies.
为我们的身体的医治。
And that was in 1 Peter 2:24.
那这个是在彼得前书二章二十四节。
Can you read Psalm 103, 1 through 3?
Okay.所以诗篇一百零三篇，诗篇一百零三篇一到三节，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。
Okay. James 5:14 says that if we lay hands on the sick, the elders lay hands on the sick, they will recover.
雅各书五章十四节讲到说，教会的长老如果为人就是按手祷告的话，那些病人就必要得医治。
According to Scripture, healing is already done.
那就是圣经讲到说，医治其实是已经做成一件事情。
On earth as it is in heaven.
那就是在地如同在天。
Is what we pray.
是我们的祷告。
Lord, let us see healing on earth.
主啊，求你让我们在地上也看到你的医治。
It's already a done deal.
已经是完成了一件事情了。
And yet we don't always experience it on earth.
可是在地上呢，我们并不是永远都会经历到。
I'll tell you a few reasons why we may not receive the healing that's already been done.
那我可以就是跟你们讲几个不同的原因，就是说为什么就是我们在地上也许不没有办法经历到天上已经做成的这个医治。
But then I would like to finish with several stories of healings where it was appropriated.
可是再来呢，我就要跟你们讲一些就是医治真的有被得到的故事。
I have worked with healing ministries for several years.
那我已经有很多年就是说跟着医治的事工一起来服事。
A man named John G. Lake at the turn of the last century had a powerful ministry.
那就是在在一九一九零零年左右的时候，就是有一个神的仆人叫做 John G. Lake， 那他有一个很就是很有能力的这个医治的事工。
And his ministry carried on.
那他的事工在他死后还继续下去。
Many times I would have a person come and ask for healing.
那很多时候就是有人会到我这里来，然后就是请我帮他祷告医治。
And they would be filled with shame.
然后他们里面充满了羞耻。
Because they were told that they had not received healing because they didn't have enough faith.
因为有人告诉他们说，哦，你是信心不够，所以你为什么没有得着医治？
And my answer to that?
那我对这个的回应就是说
，Lazarus was dead. He didn't have any faith at all.
拉撒路死了，他一点信心都没有。
He was still healed.
可是拉撒路还是得医治，得复活了。
Sometimes it is an issue of faith.
有时候的确是信心的问题。
But a lot of times it's much more complicated than that.
可是很多时候是比这个要复杂的很多了，不是单纯信心的问题。
First and foremost, sickness is of the enemy.
那第一个我们要讲到的就是说，那个病痛是从仇敌来的。
There is a spirit of infirmity.
的确是有一个所谓病痛的灵。
One time I walked into a church.
有一次我走到一间教会里。
I literally saw what looked like giant tumors up in the rafters.
那我就看到这个教会的屋顶，我在灵里面就看到就是长得像是那个就是巨大的肿瘤的东西。
And I knew it was a spirit of cancer.
那我就知道这个是癌症的灵。
And began to pray against it.
所以我就开始就是祷告来抵挡这个东西。
then I found out that there were several of the key members and two of the pastor's wives had all died of cancer.
那我后来就发觉就是说他们有很多就是说一些关键 的就是教会的人还有就是说两个牧师 的太太都因为癌症都过世了。
Many times it is a spiritual attack and it requires spiritual warfare.
很多时候这个是一个灵里面的攻击然后是需要用属灵征战来面对的。
Sometimes it's unforgiveness.
那有时候是因为不饶恕的原因。
That leaves an open door for the enemy to come in and attack.
因为不饶恕 会就是说给仇敌打开一个门让他可以来攻击。
Other times it's God's timing.
那有时候就只是神的时间。
I've heard the Lord say to people,
我有听过就是神对人说
I'm healing you from the inside out.
我是从里到外来医治你。
It's important to understand the difference between healing and miraculous healing.
那就是很重要就是需要知道就是说医治还有神迹式的医治的不同。
Healing can be progressive.
那个医治是可以是渐进式的。
I was in Fiji one time.
我有一次在斐济的时候。
And we were doing healing services.
那我们那时候在做一些医治的布道会。
And a woman came up to me and her eye was all white.
那有一个女人就走到我前面然后她的眼睛全部都是白的。
She was completely blind.
她完全就是瞎眼的。
I prayed over her.
那我就为她祷告。
Nothing happened.
什么事都没发生。
So she left the line.
所以他就又回去了。
At the end of the evening,
然后那天晚上结束的时候呢
I saw her from the back.
我在那个会堂后面看到她
Tapped her on the shoulder.
我就点点她的肩膀
She turned around and her eye was clear.
她转过来她眼睛是明亮的
She could see perfectly.
她可以清楚的看见
On that same trip,
那就在那个同样那一趟，就是说去斐济的那一趟呢。
Members of our team were in a village.
那就是我们的团队的团员，就是在一个村庄。
A woman had been born with one leg so short that she could not walk at all.
那就是有一个女人呢，就是说她有一只脚，就是说有一条腿，就是短到就是说她从小就没有办法走路。
She sat on a straw mat.
她就是坐在一个草席上面。
I think she was in her like 40s.
她可能大概四十几岁左右吧。
Our team members prayed for her.
那我们的会那个团员就为她祷告。
And this time it was instant.
那这一次的话的时候就是她就是即刻发生的。
Her leg grew.
她的腿就马上长出来。
And she walked perfectly.
然后她再来就可以正常的走路。
Now we had a healing team.
那我们有一个就是医治的团队。
That would go to people's houses.
那我们医治团队会到人家的家里。
There was a grandma with cancer all throughout her body.
那有一个老婆婆，就是她那个癌症已经就是扩散了全身。
So we started going every week to pray with her.
所以我们每个礼拜都去跟她一起祷告。
And every time that we would go, we would ask the Holy Spirit, "What do we need to do today?"
那每次我们去的时候，我们就求问圣灵说，那我们这次要做什么呢？
Sometimes we would have to do spiritual warfare.
有时候我们会需要做属灵征战。
Sometimes the Lord told us to take her through a forgiveness process.
那有时候神就叫我们说就是带领他来做一个饶恕的过程。
Over the course of the year, there were many times where we were just to worship together.
那在这一年，我们陪伴他的这一年当中，就是那个有时候我们就单纯就是敬拜而已。
We needed to break many generational curses.
那我们需要来断开很多的世代的咒诅。
Because there had been so much in her previous generational lines.
因为在她过去的那个家族的世代当中有这么多的黑暗。
The tumors throughout her lungs had been diagnosed as terminal.
那就是她的肺就是充满了肿瘤这样子，然后那都是就是诊断为就是末期，就是已经没有办法医了。
She was given only about 3 months to live.
那医生就说你大概有三个月可以活。
By the end of a year, the tumors were completely gone.
那一年结束的时候呢，那些肿瘤全部都已经消失了。
They said it was a miracle.
那医生说是个神迹。
And here's the cool part.
那很酷的地方就是这个。
Well, equally cool.
哦，一样酷的东西就是。
She'd always wanted curly hair.
她一直都想要有卷发。
When her hair grew back from chemo,
就是那个化疗，她头发掉光了，那头发都长回来的时候呢
？Which, by the way, they said the chemo hadn't worked, but it did take all of her hair out.
啊，那个医生讲到，医生说到她做的那个化疗，其实没有对她有任何。没有对他有任何的帮助，可是他是头发都掉光了。
So it grew back curly.
那可是他头发长回来的时候就变成卷发的。
Just as an extra bonus from the Lord.
就好像是神给他就是说那个多加一点的礼物这样。
One time we were in a church service and someone came up and said, my relative that we didn't know is at home dying of cancer.
那有一次我们在教会在聚会的时候呢，有一个会员进来，然后他就说，哦，我有个亲戚，那是我们不认识的人，就说，哦，他在家就是快要死了。
We prayed for her as a church in faith and unity.
那我们就是整个教会，我们就合一，然后为他祷告。
And at the exact time that we prayed, she was completely healed.
那就在我们祷告的那一个时刻呢，她在家里就得了医治。
So you can see from these examples, there's different ways of receiving healing.
所以从这些例子，你可以看到就是有不同的领受医治的方式。
So I tell people that if we pray for them,
所以我常常告诉人就是说，如果我们为你们祷告。
They may experience a healing immediately.
你也许会马上就感受到医治。
A miracle.
也许会就是马上看到神迹。
Or it may be progressive.
那或者是也许这是渐进式的。
It all depends on what God is doing with a person.
这全部都取决于就是神在这个人身上的工作。
To get them to a point of receiving the healing.
就是神有时候需要做一些工，就是要带领这个人能到一个他能够领受医治的这个地方。
We work hard not to say, God, please heal this person.
那我们就是常常我们就是尽可能的，我们不说主啊，求你医治这个人。
We declare that by his stripes they are already healed.
那我们是宣告说因耶稣的鞭伤他已经得了医治。
There's a big difference.
这是有一个很大的不同呢。
Any questions?
有没有任何的疑问?
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to have Pastor Laura come up and talk about the prophetic.
好，那我会请罗尔牧师上来，然后讲到就是先知预言的部分。
And I promise you, I'll be very brief.
然后我答应你，我会讲的很简短。
First Corinthians 14.
哥林多前书14章。
And it states.
那讲到说。
But the one who prophesies speaks to people.
因为先知预言的人是对人来说。
For their strengthening,
是为了鼓励，为了使他们有能力。
For encouragement,
鼓励他们。
And for comfort,
并且安慰他们。
Prophecy is not to condemn.
先知预言不是为了要定罪。
Or to cause shame,
或者是要就是给人羞耻，带来羞耻。
The Bible says we see in part.
那圣经说我们看只能看一部分。
And we prophesy in part.
并且我们先知预言也只能预言一部分而已。
For example, sometimes, if Andrew is prophesying something.
那举例来说，如果 Andrew 在那个在就是预言某些东西的时候
，He might have the full picture.
也许他可以看到这个图画。
But then the Lord will give me another part of the picture.
可是再来就是神会给我另外一个就是这个图画的另外一个部分。
And then I'll come alongside him and prophesy, similar to what he has said.
那我就会到他身边，然后就是会讲出这个跟他刚才讲的预言，就是很相似的预言。
And then another person will come along.
那也许另外一个人就会再来到我们身边。
And finish the entire prophetic word.
然后来结束这整个先知的预言。
Sometimes when you receive a prophetic word,
有时候我们领受一个先知预言的时候
，it doesn't always come like when you get home.
并不是就是说好像你回到家就实现了。
Sometimes it comes in weeks or months or sometimes even years.
有时候要几个礼拜之后，那几个月之后，甚至有时候是几年之后才会实现的事情。
Some prophets like myself.
那有一些先知就像我自己呢。
When I prophesy many times.
当我就是说就是预言很多次的时候。
It normally comes within 3 to 5 years.
那通常就是这个预言都是3到5年之间会实现。
But that's not with every prophet.
可是这不是每一个不是每一个先知都是这样子的。
Sometimes when prophets or spiritual people prophesy.
那有时候就是说一个先知或者这个就是属灵的人他在发预言的时候。
They have to be very clear.
他们需要就是讲很清楚。
And know that they've heard from the Lord.
他们需要知道他们的确听到神的声音了。
They also have to make sure that they stay cleansed and righteous before the Lord.
并且他们需要注意，就是说自己要，就是说常常是在一个洁净跟在神面前是就是称义的状况下。
Because if the person does not,
因为如果这个人没有保守自己在神面前是纯洁的话。
They can mishear what God is saying.
他有可能会听错神在说的话。
And therefore taint the prophetic word that would come forth.
然后他就会有点玷污了这个发出的预言。
And then that can cause an individual's life.
那这样就也许会影响到这个被发预言的人的生命。
To go in a different direction that would not be benefiting to them.
那也许就会变成把这个人就是带领到一个错误的方向，那就变成没有祝福到他的生命。
Now, when you receive a prophetic word,
那当你领受到一个先知预言的时候
it is your responsibility
是你的责任
to war over that word. War over that word, to fight over the word, to continue to pray.
Oh, okay. 就是持续的来为就是说这个话你领受的这个话语来征战，来祷告。
Because the enemy will try to take the word from you.
因为仇敌呢会试着来把这个话语来夺走。
Thank you, Father. I lost my thought. Thank you, Father. Sometimes prophets come in.
那有时候一个先知就是会进来。
And they don't always hit the mark.
然后他有时候可能没有正中红心。
Sometimes you'll hear something.
有时候你会听到一个东西。
And they'll say, that don't sound right.
然后你会觉得说，这听起来好像不太对的感觉。
So we have to be very keen in the spirit.
所以我们在灵里面需要就是说非常的清楚。
In terms of being very discerning.
就是我们要有分辨力。
And ask the Holy Spirit what that person has said. Is it so?
那就是你要求问圣灵，就是说，那刚才这个人对我说的是真的吗？
Even prophets that are very accurate can miss the mark.
即使是就是说非常就是平常非常正确的先知，都还是有可能讲错。
So when they miss the mark, do you say they're a false prophet?
所以他们没有正中红心的时候，你就叫他们叫做假先知吗？
No, you do not say that.
不是，你不是叫他们叫假先知。
Unless the Lord has revealed that to you.
除非就是神向你显明说这个人真的是个假先知。
There's some prophetic words that I have received.
有一些就是我领受过的一些预言
，and nothing made sense.
然后就是所有就是完全不合逻辑，对我来说一点意义都没有。
And they said, well, don't you remember? Don't you know about this? Don't you know about that? The prophet would be talking to me about the prophet be prophesying to me, and they'll ask me, do I know about this thing that they're seeing?
Okay,
and I'll tell them no, and everything is no, because I don't know what they're talking about.
Okay. 所以有时候这个先知就会问我说。就是哦，你就是你知道这个东西吗？或者说这个东西对你有意义？然后就说那你认不认识这个？然后就是我全部都不知道他在讲什么。
And then they have this blear look on their face, looking at you.
然后这个先知就会有一个很困惑的表情在他的脸上，然后这样看着我。
And then I'm looking back at them.
然后我也这样盯着他看。
And then they say, "Well, don't worry about it. God will show you."
然后这个先知就是说，好，那你就不要想这个了，反正神会向你显明的。
And 99% of the time.
那可是99%的时候。
By the time I get home.
就是到我回家之前呢。
The Lord will have shown me what the prophet was talking about.
就是神就会向我显明刚才那个先知在讲什么。
So everything you hear.
所以你听到的一切。
Make sure you go before the Lord.
你要就是确定就是说你要到神面前。
Especially if something that you're not sure about.
就是特别是一些就是你觉得不太确定的一些东西。
And the Father will confirm it to you.
然后天父会向你来就是印证这个东西。
Now a lot of times what I don't do.
那很多时候我不做的一件事呢。
Is I don't prophesy about weddings.
就是我不会就是说预言就是婚礼。
Don't prophesy about babies.
我也不会就是发预言说有人要生小孩。
And I don't prophesy about death.
那我也不会发预言说有人要死了。
But I had prayed a prayer a year ago.
可是一年前呢，我跟神做了一个祷告。
And I told the Father that I want to start praying like that.
那我就跟天父说，我想要开始能够这样子的祷告。
Only because I had received the prophetic word that the Lord was going to start dealing with me in those areas.
那是因为就是说我自己有领受到一个先知的预言，就是跟我讲说神会开始向我开启这些领域。
So to show you how good God was.
所以就是让你们看到就是说神有多好。
Linda and I happened to be prophesying to another individual at this other church the other night.
就是我们前几天就是在另外一个教会，就是说 Linda 和我刚好在为另外一个人在发预言。
And I kept seeing a baby.
那我就一直看到一个婴儿。
And I kept telling the Lord, No, I'm not supposed to do that.
然后我就一直跟神说，别，我不应该这样，我不应该发这种预言的。
But then as I started to prophesy,
然后可是结果当我开始发预言的时候呢
，I thought I'd make it real easy for myself.
我就想说 ，OK， 那我就弄的就是让我自己容易一点。
I just said, Oh, Father God says the anointed one. The anointed one. I called the baby the anointed one.
Oh, okay.
To a boy or a girl.
Okay. 所以我就不说那个婴儿是男生还是女生，我就说哦，就是这个受恩膏的这一位，就是当我在讲这个预言的时候。
Now while I'm prophesying this，
可是当我在发这个预言的时候呢
，The Holy Spirit steadily tapping me saying it's a boy, it's a boy, it's a boy。
那圣灵就开始拍我的肩膀说是男生是男生。
So then I start prophesying, oh, and he's going to do this, and he's going to do that.
所以结果当我在发预言的时候，我就不小心就开始用这个英文的这个男生的词，就是说，这个男生要做这个，然后他这个男生未来会做这个。
And so then I caught myself.
那结果我就突然间警觉到我在做这件事。
So I said, oh my God, what am I doing?
我说，哦，天哪，我做了什么事？
And so I apologized to the couple.
所以我就跟那对父母就是那个我就跟他们道歉。
I said, but I keep seeing a boy.
那我就跟他们说，可是我还是一直看到男生。
So I said, we'll just leave that up to the Lord.
那我就说 ，OK， 那这个就交在主手中好了。
And then Linda comes along.
然后结果 Linda 牧师就过来。
And she starts prophesying.
然后她也开始发预言。
She says, yes, this baby boy is going to be big or something like that.
然后她就说，哦，是的，这个男孩子将会就是长得非常健壮，然后之类的话语。
And Linda looking at me like, oh my God.
然后 Linda 牧师也看着我说，哦，我天哪，我做了什么事？
So we apologize to the family. We don't know if it's a boy or a girl. We don't know. We don't know.
Yeah, 所以我们就跟那个父母道歉，不好意思，我们真的不知道到底是男生还是女生。
And the Holy Spirit said, "Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do."
圣灵说，你明明就知道的。
So we just ended it.
所以我们就把那个先知预言就结束了。
So we asked the couple, did they have any comment?
那我们就问那对父母，就是说，那你有没有什么样的回应
？And they said, "Yes, we do have a very big comment."
那他就说，对，我们有个很大的回应。
And I thought, "Oh my God, they're gonna say no. It's gonna be a girl."Or something of that nature.
然后就说哦天哪，他一定要跟我说他其实是女生。
But they said that they had gone to the doctor a couple days ago.
然后就是，可是他们就跟我说，他们几天前刚好去了那医院。
And that they were definitely going to have a boy.
然后他们测验出来的确是个男孩子。
So I just thank God because when we do prophetic ministry,
那我就很感谢神，因为当我们在做这个先知预言的时候
，we don't always see the full picture.
我们不是永远都会看到这整个图画。
But we have learned that as we start to prophesy.
可是我们就学到说，当我们开始预言的时候
，The Lord will start to show us more pictures.
神会开始给我们看到更多的图画。
He'll even give us visions.
那有时候会给我们意象。
And as we're prophesying,
那当我们在发预言的时候
，He will bring the interpretation.
他就会将这个对这个意象的解释就释放出来。
Now, if He doesn't bring the interpretation through the person that is actually speaking.
那如果他没有将这个解释赐给这个正在领受预言的这个人呢
？He'll bring it through another individual that's on the team.
那他就会借着这团队的另外一个人释放这个解释。
I love prophesying.
我很喜欢发预言。
I can actually do it all day if I had a lot of strength.
如果我力气够的话，我会整天都发预言。
But the Lord says that this is a season of time.
可是神说这是一个季节。
That He's going to stir the prophetic gifting.
他会开始搅动这个先知性的恩赐。
Because it states in the Bible.
因为圣经里讲到说。
That every believer in Christ.
每一个在基督里的信徒。
Can actually prophesy.
都可以发预言。
But I won't go into the teaching tonight.
那我今天不会讲到这方面的教导。
Because it would definitely take too long.
因为会花太久的时间。
And then I would have to be here another 5 days.
然后我在这边又需要待个五天。
So, as far as prophetic ministry is concerned tonight.
那至于讲到今天晚上的先知性预言的服事呢？
Don't feel bad if you don't receive a prophetic word.
就如果你今天没有领受到一个先知预言的话，就是不要觉得很难过。
Because many times God would want to speak to you personally.
因为很多时候神是要就是说亲自来跟你说话。
He wants to exercise your faith so that you can start to hear His voice for yourself.
他想要你就是说来就是锻炼你的信心，让你可以就是说亲自从他那边领受他的话语。
So what I do a lot of times when I go to services.
所以有时候我去一个聚会的时候。
And I don't get a prophetic word.
然后我没有领受到先知性话语。
I just take my little old cell phone home.
我就自己回家。
I said, Lord, I want a prophetic word.
然后我就回到家之后，我就跟神说，主啊，我想要一个先知性话语。
Sometimes he'll say, Look at my word, it's there.
那有时候他会对我说，你就读圣经就在那里。
And then sometimes he'll download to me what he wants to share with me.
那有时候他就会下载在我心中，就是他要对我说的话。
Amen.
Amen.
There is a sister here who did want to share about how the conference affected her.
啊，这边有一个姐妹，她想要分享，就是说这个特会对她的影响。
Okay, come on. You want to stay there? Okay, go ahead.
Should I translate?
Oh yeah, yeah. You need to translate.
Oh,
he's got one. He'll. Yeah.
就其实我刚刚其实是真的很害羞，大概伊莲牧师在讲的时候，我就一直直觉上帝今天是不是要我发表，因为我身体很不好，其实我今天是为了再带我哥哥来，我说伊莲牧师搞不好有话要对他说，然后我在来的途中，我妈就问我身体还行吗，我就说如果今天再清点我的话，我就要上台直接分享见证，结果没想到我刚刚祷告圣灵充满的时候，觉得哎，我眼皮在跳血，我就一直圣灵充满，比早上圣灵充满还多，我想上帝是不是你要我做什么事，我今天就跟我妈说不管了，就晚上来，如果上帝他有，我说不会再清点我，但是他应该有预备的事要我做。那我早上参加第一堂的时候，我是先跟上帝说，昨天因为我离开教会很久，我爸爸又刚过世，我那时候是跟上帝说，我再给你一次机会，就是你一定要让我就是不要再跟教会分离了。你一直都知道，伊林牧师今天讲话我就很感动。他一直说上帝说我很忠心，因为我爸爸妈妈吵架的时候都会跟我说，你要不要改信佛教，你看你妈妈这样，然后我同学就会说你看怎么样，我阿妈也会说，我说不好意思，我说上不论发生什么事，这都是基督徒个人的行为，上帝在我面前彰显的神迹我通通都感受到了，我不可能因为任何人而断绝跟上帝之间的关系。那我今天早上来的时候，伊莲牧师他不认识我，可是他清点我的时候，我本来还在打哈欠跟上帝说，我还是觉得重担好深，上帝抱歉我累了，我想回去了。伊莲牧师突然清点我，让我泪流满面，他讲到我所有的伤痛，就是我现在在控告自己，因为我爸爸过世那天就是只有我跟他在家里，我觉得一直都觉得是我自己发现的太晚了，我觉得我爸爸可能才57岁，不可能那么快走，我觉得为什么上帝你要让他在家里只跟我，就是这个责任重担，我幻想了很多不同的理由，我每天都感到自责内疚。那我在保险公司的理赔做行政，我只要看到有人自杀，我最近内心就会更不平衡，告诉上帝说为什么他们明明可以，他们想活的人都不能活，那些人凭什么结束自己的生命，他们凭什么这样子对自己，我就会更多的无法饶恕自己跟饶恕别人，那导致我也很痛苦，就是我现在都会去看身心科吃睡觉的药，我就告诉上帝，我妈妈跟我说，那个上帝其实他也是要我吃药控制，我说我才不会这样跟上帝祷告，因为我知道上帝会告诉我，那你为什么不好好交托我，因为我就跟上帝说这件事你知道我还没办法交托你，但是我知道你都在。然后我刚刚进来教会的时候，其实我真的很感动，我终于看到一个异象，是一直圣灵充满， 我看到他抱着我爸爸，爸爸在对我笑了，我终于看到了。我一直祷告说我相信你拥抱爸爸，可是我就是看不到这个意象。我也看到第一次看到上帝摸着我的头，我现在在跟你们分享都一直在处在圣灵充满的状态。那我觉得上帝真的很爱我，我跟上帝说你让爸爸回来看我好不好。那即便我们用了佛教的仪式，就是用什么宝贝，我那时候跟上帝说，上帝这都只是形式哦，我并没有要信佛教，你都知道嘛，我追求我的一个平安。那他就说会回来看我，我就跟上帝祷告，哎，你答应爸爸会回来看我。爸爸真的就全家族只来看我，他告诉我他那天也很难过无奈。后来我又跟上帝说，上帝，为了要彰显你真的存在的神迹，我也是要帮你见证哦。那你再来看一次，叫爸爸再来看我一次，又来了。我又告诉上帝说，我现在讲又圣灵充满了。我说，我还是要见证你的神迹，那真的是最后一次，最后一次，我永远都是最后一次。直到爸爸第三次又来看我的时候，他表示他真的要离开了。那我就告诉上帝，以后我也在爸爸的棺木告诉他说，爸爸你不要再回来，我知道上帝把你接走了，这是我真的接受这个事实了。那我觉得我做任何事真的上帝都会给我一些异梦。我自从受洗成为基督徒后，他也医治我的疾病，可是直到爸爸过世这件事情会让我一直觉得走不出伤痛。我也觉得说我想跟教会连接，可是我一直跟上帝说我找不到一间好像适合我的教会。我上帝知道说我其实没有要，是因为我知道是上帝拣选我，我没有要脱离开上帝的，可是我真的没有。我一直告诉上帝，你可不可以派适合的人来对我说话让我感动。那伊莲牧师今天讲的话就是，我真的一直在路上跌倒，我很痛苦，我很想努力往前走，但是我不知道怎么走。今天教会讲完话，我来到这以后，我的肩膀真的突然莫名觉得轻省了。我觉得上帝让我痛哭的时候，这次的哭是真的释放，是感动的。然后我觉得上帝真的是非常爱我们的，不管发生什么事，我会坚信上帝。是我连工作都告诉上帝说，我要换哪个工作，如果你不给我的话，第一个我没办法帮你见证，还有教会我可能也没办法去，你考虑一下。没想到就是上帝就是一直答应我。那每个人都说你怎么会可以对上帝这样祷告，但是我曾经记得牧师告诉我的，上帝都知道我们每个人的心性，他把我们每个人都当孩子看待。你跟他求，你跟他要，我就跟上帝说，你自己说过你抠门，你必为我们，我们抠门你必开门，你不开我真的会失望，你自己自己想一想。我就觉得哎，上帝真的很爱我，我每次的任性祷告他都一一接受。所以今天伊莲牧师对我讲的话，我就再次又觉得相信爸爸事情，反而让我得到一个安慰了。谢谢。
Thank you for sharing that.
谢谢你分享。
It's a real blessing.
是一个很大的祝福。
Going to begin with just a prayer, and then we're going to do some prophetic.
好，那我们可以从一个祷告开始，然后再我们就会做一些先知预言。
We need more microphones. Thank you, Lord.
主啊，感谢你。
That you are always present.
主啊，谢谢你，与你常常与我们同在。
You have already provided healing.
主啊，你已经供应了我们所需要的医治。
You are ready to speak to us.
主啊，你也已经预备好要对我们说话。
Either to our hearts.
不管是对我们的心说话。
Through the word.
或者是借着圣经来向我们说话。
Or through prophetic ministry.
或者是透过先知预言来向我们说话。
We stand together in unity.
主啊，我们就是合一站在你面前。
Trusting your love for us.
主啊，我们信任你对我们的爱。
And in the name and authority of Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名和权柄。
I declare that every foul spirit of infirmity will leave this place now.
我宣告一切就是这个病痛的灵都要完全的离开我们。
Every hindering spirit.
一切拦阻的灵。
Gone now in Jesus' name.
现在就离开，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Anything that will bring doubt, God.
任何将怀疑带进来的。
We declare Queen of Heaven is out.
我们斥责天后现在离开我们当中。
The dragon is not allowed in this place.
龙在这里是完全不能够进来的。
We ask you, Lord, to release healing angels.
主啊，我们求你释放这个医治的天使
，warring angels，
征战的天使。
And we declare, Lord, that Your will be done。
主啊，我们宣告你的旨意要行在这里。
On earth as it is in heaven，
在地如同在天。
In Your name, Jesus, we pray。
主耶稣，奉你的名，我们祷告。
Amen。
Amen。
We're just going to pray for a minute, and then we will just see what the Lord does.
好，那我们会花一分钟时间来祷告，然后就看神有什么事情要做。
It's always an adventure.
永远都是个冒险。
Okay, those of you who are here for the first time,
就是第一次来到这里的
，Would you please raise your hands?
可以举一下手吗？
Yes, if you're comfortable, if you would please stand up.
Yeah, 如果你们愿意的话，可以站起来吗？
So we can see you easily.
就让我们就是比较容易可以看到你们。
All right, great. Thank you for coming.
谢谢你们来。
So we're going to ask the Lord for a word for you, since you were brave enough to come.
既然你就是很勇敢的来了，那我们会向神求一个给你们的话语。就是前面这位姐妹。
For the Lord will say to you, daughter.
因为神要对你说，女儿。
That you are fearfully and wonderfully made.
你受造奇妙可畏。
That He loves you with an everlasting love.
他以永远的爱来爱你。
He said it was Him that brought you here tonight.
他说是他今天晚上将你带到这里的。
Because He wants to tell you how much He cares about you.
因为他想要告诉你，就是他有多么的顾念你。
He said there's been many things in your life that has happened that you do not understand.
他说在你生命当中有很多事情发生是你不明了的。
And he said he's going to start to explain things to you so you can feel better and understand what took place in the past.
那并且 说神会开始向你解释这些事情，就是说那让你更多能够明白那过去到底是为什么会发生了这些事情。
He said you've gone through a lot at a young age.
他说就是你很小就经历过很多的事情。
And you didn't know how you were going to make it.
而且你甚至不知道你活不活得下来。
But he said he's always been with you.
可是他说他一直都与你同在。
He said he's always been there for you.
他说他一直都在照顾着你。
And that he's always protected you.
他一直都保护了你。
He said there's been times when you have like roamed the streets and just didn't know where to go.
他就说有时候你在徘徊街头不知道要到哪里去。
But yet he was still with you.
可是他仍然与你同在。
That's why you're here today.
这就是你为什么今天在这里的原因。
He said he wants you to come to know him even more now.
他说的就是他要你就是更多的来认识他。
Because he has a bright future for you.
因为他有一个明亮的未来要给你。
He says you've been wounded a lot over the years.
他说在过去的年日里面你受了很多的伤。
And he wants to heal every wound in your body now.
他说他要医治你身体里面的每一个伤痕。
He said he feels your pain and your sorrow.
他说他感受到你的痛苦和你的悲伤。
He said you've always felt that nobody cared about you.
他说你向来都觉得没有人关心你，没有人爱你。
But the Father would say he cares about you.
可是天父说他顾念你，他关心你，他爱你。
That he loves you very much.
他非常的爱你。
He wants to give you a hug tonight. Is that okay?
他今天晚上想要给你一个拥抱，可以吗？
He says, daughter, you are my beloved one.
他说女儿你是我心爱的。
That you are my princess.
你是我的公主。
And I want you to start to look up and live.
那我要你就是抬起头来活出一个光明的生命。
He says, no longer walk with your head down.
不要再低着头走路了。
Because he's going to guide and lead you the rest of your life.
因为你这一生他都会引导你。
He is no longer will you need to fear anything.
他说你不再需要惧怕任何的事情了。
Because he's going to manifest himself strongly to you in this hour.
因为他要就是用在大能中向你来彰显他自己。
He said he loves you so much.
他说他真的好爱你。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Could we pray
healing? 我们可以为你祷告医治吗？请大家就是伸出手来，就是为他的医治祷告。
How do you feel?
Hello, my name is Lu An Qi. I forgot how old I was. I was about 48 years old. I actually don't remember what I was doing.因为我是个家庭主妇10年了，这10年我照顾我的父亲、母亲，还有孩子。我身边病床走过的人，比我手上朋友的数目还多。所以我有一颗非常非常大包容的心。别人可以永无止境的戳伤我，我不会有一句怨言。就在去年的12月27号，有一通电话来了， 他说神有朋友告诉我，神要给你一份工作，这份工作在经济部水利署水资源管理局，我不是公务员，是一个外包 outsourcing 的工作。于是我也没有挑，因为朋友说是神给的，我就去做了。那过了两个月之后，哦，上个礼拜四，主管说我要支遣你。那我是成功大学医管系硕士的学生，我虽然已经毕业很久了，但我相信那样的自尊对我还是有的，因为我从来没有这样子工作被否定过。我每年都有来自于以前过去的主管给我的 offer， 只是我一直 pass due， 因为我的家人。我问我的主管我做错了什么，他没有办法给我回应。那我在礼拜天的时候，我过了那个隧道，因为后面有车开得很快，我知道我不闪他就是他要撞车，除非他把我撞掉。于是我就闪他，让他横冲直撞的过了那个隧道。我往右，旁边有苔藓，我自己撞自己了。那我记得这个过程，就是我一撞到的第二天，我们工伤假是不是有三天？我第二天我的脚都还走不起来的时候，电话又来了，你马上回公司把东西收走，你被支遣了。我其实不知道该怎么反应我的情绪，因为我从头到尾每一分每一秒我都没有浪费，我甚至把很多的工作全部都揽在手上，而且没有出过错。后来我想了很久，有一幕画面一直反映在我的身上，就是有一把刀，一只锯子，然后有一条蛇，它一直绕在这上面。因为我的主管一直希望我利用自然人去把他不喜欢的人去把他告掉，但是我心里有一股声音，我不能因着我自己要工作或我家里欠缺钱，我去伤害别人。就算在我危难苦急的时候，我都还要顾念别人。对，我的主管甚至打电话跟我说，你为什么没有马上叫救护车？我心里在想，我如果叫救护车，你这份工作应该没有了，因为苔藓没有处理就是他的 opportunity。 对，所以我没有叫，我忍住了。然后他又说，你为什么6点才去看诊？对，我又跟他说，因为当天执勤的同事他刚结婚，是男生，我不好意思请他陪我，于是我请我的朋友曾婷来，玩了2个小时，这样也就是造成现在我要马上之前的原因。所以我觉得我对这一块一直没有办法释怀。对，
谢谢你的分享，
感谢上帝。
我们还需要为其他人祷告，
所以
谢谢。
We walk down when we see somebody in the room, prophesy over them.
Thank you, bless you.
呀，祝福你，谢谢。
Okay. We're gonna come to you. That'll be easier.
对，我们会到你这里来，这样容易一点。
Yeah.Your neighbor, hi, nice to meet you. Okay, shut up, come on. I feel like the Lord is saying that you have a lot of strength in you.
我感觉就是神在说，就是你里面有很多的力量。
That you have had to deal with a lot.
就是你生命当中需要面对很多不同的问题。
But that He is going to make your path easier.
可是你前面的道路，神会让你就是说走得越来越容易。
But know that the strength that you've had has come from Him.
可是就是说你要知道就是说你里面所有的力量是从神而来的。
That he loves you very much.
他非常的爱你。
And he is saying that there have been some confusing things in your past.
并且他在说就是你过去生命当中有一些事情让你就是混淆困惑的。
Things that haven't made sense.
那有些就是对你来说想不通的事情。
But he is going to bring better understanding for you.
可是他会将就是更清楚明白的就是带到你的生命当中。
And he's saying that he wants you to experience greater joy in your life.
他说他希望你在生命当中遇到更多的喜乐。
And so he is bringing that about for you.
所以他也在你生命当中在正在成全这个喜乐。
Is it okay if I pray out loud or you want me to pray quietly? Do you, why don't you guys work on a prophetic word and I'll just pray with you quietly? Okay. How's that?
Daughter,
女儿
the Father would say to you,
天父要对你说
you are fearfully and wonderfully made.
你受造奇妙可畏
He says you've done a lot of things in your lifetime.
他说你在你生命当中做了很多事情
and that He is so pleased with you.
并且他非常的喜悦你
He says you know how to pull strength when there is no strength inside of you.
他说就是你知道怎么样就是说汲取力量就是当你里面完全没有力量的时候
He said you know how to rejoice in the good times and the bad times
他说你知道怎么样在就是说情况好的和情况不好的时候来喜乐
He said you've overcome many circumstances in your life
他说在你生命当中你胜过了很多不同样的情况
And you tell yourself my I'm still standing
而且你常会跟你自己说，哦，我想不到我今天还站在这里。
For you know where your strength comes from, said God.
因为神说，你知道你的力量从哪里来。
He said he's sending a very special blessing your way in this season.
他说这个季节他要将一个很特别的祝福带到你生命当中。
He's getting ready to open the windows of heaven.
他预备好要打开天窗。
That you will not have enough room to receive.
你会就是说，就是你祝福会多到无处可容。
He said you've done well over the years.
他说在过去的年日里面，你做得很好。
He said you have passed every test he has given you.
他说他给你的一切试验，你都通过了。
And he is well pleased with you tonight.
并且今天晚上他对你非常的喜悦。
He said it is he that brought you here.
那他说是他将你带到这里来的。
Because you love him so much.
因为你很爱他。
He said that he's going to pour out even more to you tonight, daughter.
他说今天晚上女儿，他要倾倒更多在你的身上。
He's going to expand your capacity to love more.
他会来扩张就是你对爱的度量。
So he says, get ready for the outpouring of his love on you.
所以你要预备好，就是神要倾倒他的爱在你的身上。
That you may go deeper in him.
让你可以更深在进到他的里面。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. What's your name? We're glad you came tonight.
我们很高兴你今天来。
The Lord says you're very beautiful to Him.
主说你他看你非常的美丽。
He says you doubt yourself so much.
他说就是你好多的怀疑自己哦。
He said he don't doubt.
他说不要怀疑。
He's right here for you.
他就在这里要帮助你。
He has a lot in store for you.
他有很多的祝福要给你的。
He said that he wants to get closer to you.
他说他想要更亲近你。
So you can learn more about him.
让你可以就是说更多学习关于他的事。
He said the love that he has for you is so great you can't even believe it sometimes.
他说，就是他对你的爱大到一个地步，你有时候甚至很难相信。
He said there's things that you've had in your life.
他说，就是在你生命当中有一些事情。
That has caused discomfort.
就是给你带来就是一些的不舒适。
But he said he's healing those areas tonight.
可是他说，就是他今天晚上他要来医治这些领域。
Because he has his hand on you.
因为他的手按在你的身上。
And he wants you to be well.
而且他想要你健康。
He wants your spirit to be well.
他想要你的灵健壮。
He wants your soul to be well.
他想要你的灵魂健康。
And he wants your physical being to be well.
并且他想要你的身体也是健康的。
Do you mind if I pray for you tonight?
我可以为你祷告吗？
So Father, in the name of Jesus Christ,
阿爸父，奉主耶稣基督的名，
I bind every infirmity in her body right now.
我捆绑她身体当中一切的病痛。
And I command it to go now in Jesus' name.
我奉主耶稣基督的名斥责她现在就离开。
Father, I break up the spirit of fear.
天父，我奉主耶稣基督名断开这个惧怕的灵。
That will keep her bound.
这个捆绑她的这个灵。
I take authority over fear.
我现在就是用主耶稣的权柄。
And I say, fear go now.
我斥责一切的惧怕，现在就离开。
Father, I ask that you would replace fear with love.
天父，我求你就是用你的爱来取代这个惧怕。
For you have not given her a spirit of fear.
因为你所给她的不是一个胆怯的心。
But of love and power and a sound mind.
乃是人刚强仁爱谨守的心。
So we thank you for her mind tonight, Father.
主啊，我们为她的心思意念来感谢你。
Heal every area of the brain now in Jesus' name.
主啊，求你医治她大脑的每一个部分。
Heal her spirit, Lord.
主啊，医治她的灵。
That she may rise again.
让她能够在你里面兴起。
From the depths, Lord.
哦，主啊，从这个深谷里面兴起。
And anchor her in your love.
哦，主啊，真的是在你的爱中，主啊，真的是使她扎根。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
God bless you, my sister.
神祝福你。
Okay, I'm going to go on to the next one. You can do the anointing. You're welcome. Are you all a couple?
Ah, 你们是一起的。
Come on, come a little closer. Come on, you stand right here. Mm-hmm. But the Father would say to the two of you,
所以天父要对你们两个人说，
you complement each other very well.
你们互相互补非常的好。
He says, when one starts a sentence,
就是当一个人开始一句话的时候，
the other one completes it.
那另外一个人就会来结束这个句子。
He says, you are a joy and a delight to be around.
就是人们在你身边感觉非常的喜乐，非常的开心。
People enjoy being around you.
就是人们很享受跟你们花时间在一起。
People are very inquisitive about you.
那就是人们就是会来跟你们问很多的问题。
The Lord says you all are very approachable.
因为就是你会让人们觉得说非常的就是说可亲近。
And he's going to start to bring many, many people your way.
然后神会开始将很多人带到你们的身边。
You all have an evangelistic anointing.
你们会有一个传福音的恩膏在你们的身上。
So you begin to evangelize out in the street.
就你们可以开始在街上来传福音。
In the marketplace.
开始在市场传福音。
And you all are going to have a very strong prophetic voice.
并且你们会有一个很强的这个先知性的话语。
And you're going to use that prophetic voice as a tool.
那你会将用这个先知性的这个恩赐来作为一个工具。
To draw people to you.
将就是人们吸引你进来。
And in that you will lead them to the Lord.
然后你们就会将这些人带到主的面前。
The Lord said, rest assured.
那主说就是你们要安心。
That you will not lack any good thing.
就是你们一项好处都不缺。
Because he is your supplier.
因为主是那供应你们的。
And he's going to give you everything that you need in order to do the work for him.
并且就是你们一切所需要，就是说要做他的工的东西，他都会供应给你们。
So he said, ride the weight of his spirit.
所以他说你们要来乘这个他灵的浪。
And that it will be a good ride for you.
那这个就是这个乘起来会很舒服的。
It's going to be a fun ride for you.
会很好玩。
He's going to take. It's almost like being on a magic carpet ride, but we don't believe in magic.
对，这个就很像这就是那个骑在魔毯上面一样，当然我们不相信魔法。
But God is going to fill you more with His Spirit.
可是神要更多的用他的灵来充满你们。
He said He can trust you with His glory.
神说他可以就是将他的荣耀信任在你们手中。
So,
So he's going to expand your capacity.
所以他们会来，就是他会来扩张你们的这个度量。
So he can pour more into you.
让就是说他可以来倾倒更多在你们的里面。
And as you walk the street,
那当你们就是走在街上的时候，
his glory will be dripping off of you.
他的荣耀就会就是从你身上这样滴下来。
So the Lord would say,
那神，所以神要对你们说，
rest assured.
所以你们要安心。
You're right where he wants you to be in this season.
就是在这个季节，你在的地位置就是完全就是神要你们在的地方。
So he said, rejoice.
所以你们要喜乐。
Rejoice.
喜乐。
Because there's more to come for you.
因为有更多美好的事物要来到你们的生命当中。
Amen.
Amen.
Is he new?
You're new?
第一次来吗？
Both of y'all are new? You're new. Which one is new?
谁是新朋友？哦，两，both of them.
Both of y'all. Okay, you're all together, right? Your wife. Oh, okay, now he's talking.
Okay, she's going to finish with the prophetic with the new people.
Yeah, 那 Laura 牧师会来完，就是继续完成这些先知性的预言给这些新朋友的。
And the Lord has been telling us for a couple of days.
那神过去几天跟我们讲到说呢
，that he wants to heal backs.
就是他想要来医治背。
Now I shouldn't actually say wants to heal because we know he's already healed.
那我们知道应该不要用就是说想要医治这句话，因为我们知道在天上他已经完成这个医治了。
But he wants to help people receive their healing for their backs.
可是他想要帮助人们，就是说可以领受这个对他背部的医治。
If any of you are experiencing pain in your back or neck,
那如果就是说你的背部或者是颈部有感觉到疼痛的话。
Please stand up.
请站起来。
Oh, no wonder.
好多人。
Okay, let's throw shoulders in there too.
Okay, 那我们也为肩膀祷告好了。如果你肩膀疼痛，你也可以站起来。
Okay, what I'd like you to do is those of you who are around someone who is standing.
Okay, 所以我想你们做的事情就是说，你如果身边有一个站起来的人呢
？If you could please, if you could stand up and then, if they're comfortable, put your hands on them. But if they're not, just hold your hands to them.
那就是如果他们愿意的话，你可以来按手在他的身上。如果说他不希望你按手的话，那没关系，你就伸向他的方向来伸手就可以。
And then we are going to begin to pray.
那我们就会来开始祷告。
Lord, we come before you and we declare that by your stripes we've already been healed.
是的，主啊，我们来到你面前宣告说，因你的鞭伤我们已经得着了医治。
We declare that we will no longer allow a spirit of infirmity to control our lives.
是的，主啊，我们不再容许这个病痛的灵来控制我们的生命。
A spirit of pain gone now in Jesus' name.
这个疼痛的灵现在奉主耶稣基督名要完全的除去。
I command healing virtue flowing in and through every person with back pain.
我命令这个医治的恩膏现在就要流进每一个有背痛的人的身体。
I declare spines lining up.
我宣告一切的脊椎要直。
Adjusting into perfect place.
要被矫正成为就是这个完美的位置。
I declare faith is rising up.
我宣告信心在这里升起。
In your name, Jesus, we declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper.
主耶稣，奉你的名，我们宣告，任何就是要来攻击我们的兵器都要失败。
All muscles relaxed.
所有的肌肉都要放松。
Hips in perfect place.
我们的 Yep. 我们的 腰部就是全部都要 全部都要对齐整齐。
We declare that ligaments are functioning properly.
我们宣告一切的筋骨 都要就是 照着健康的方式运作。
All nerves running up and down the spine are relaxed and at peace.
所有在脊椎上的神经都要放松并且得着平安。
Discs are healed.
一切的椎盘都要完全的得着医治。
A smooth flow of electrical current through the spine.
那这个脊椎的电流都要完全的得着医治。
I thank you, Lord, that we are experiencing complete and total restoration of our backs and necks.
主啊，谢谢你，因为我们在经历就是我们的背和颈部完全的医治。
Thank you, Lord, for your healing angels.
主啊，我们为你医治的天使来感谢你。
That are touching backs now.
主啊，这些医治的天使现在正在触摸背部。
Bringing them into perfect alignment.
将他们完全的对齐。
Thank you for your love that has provided this healing now.
主啊，为你的爱来，就为你的爱来感谢你，因为你的爱供应了这些医治。
We worship you, Jesus.
是的，主耶稣，我们敬拜你。
The healer.
主啊，你是那医治的主。
We thank you that on earth as it is in heaven, it is done.
是的，主啊，我们就是感谢你，因为在地如同在天，已经成就了。
In your name, Jesus, we pray.
主耶稣，奉你的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Test your back.
Okay, 那你们来试试你们的背。
Is anyone feeling an immediate healing?
有人有感觉到这个即刻的医治吗？
Okay, well, we declare that that healing is done.
好，那我们宣告这个医治是已经成就了。
Amen.And that you are receiving it now.
并且你现在就领受了这个医治。
Amen.
Amen.
We'd like to do now is just pray over all of you.
那我们现在要做的事就是为大家来祷告。
A special blessing.
那一个特别的祝福。
Lord, we pray a blessing over everyone here.
主啊，我们真的是祷告祝福这里的每一位。
That each person will walk away with a greater revelation of your love.
主啊，让每个人回家的时候都得到就是都得到就是对你的爱更大的启示。
That there will be a freedom from shame.
主啊，让他们能够脱离一切的羞耻。
And a revelation of grace.
主啊，就是对他们有一个就是恩典的一个启示。
That each person would rest in your grace.
主啊，让每一个人都能够安息在你的恩典里，
and rejoice in your love.
并且在你的爱中欢欣喜乐。
I thank you, Lord, that you are working all things together for good for everyone here.
主啊，谢谢你，因为你叫万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，为这里所有的人，主啊，你使万事互相效力，叫他们得益处。
And Lord, I thank you for the unity that we feel here tonight.
主啊，谢谢你为了我们当中所感受到的合一，主啊，来向你献上感谢赞美。
Let that unity continue.
主啊，求你让这个合一持续在我们的当中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
好，各位弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神，向神的爱继续在我们当工作。那我们今天的聚会就结束到这里。那伊莲牧师他们有半个小时可以为有需要弟兄姊妹来祷告，但是就是没有发语言，就是纯粹祝福祷告哈。所以如果说有需要，我们聚会就到这边结束。那如果有需要弟兄姊妹，我们在半个小时9点到9点半之间来为有需要弟兄姊妹来祷告。好，那我们就好来，我来做一个结束的祷告。我们今天聚会就停到这边。亲爱天父，谢谢你的爱与我们同在。主啊，你继续的医治，还有你爱的恩膏，在停留在每个弟兄姊妹身上。他们继续回去的时候，继续要领受这样的爱的恩典。主啊，你恩待我们回去的脚步，也与我们同在，让我们晚上很好的休息跟睡眠。垂听我们这样同心合的祷告，是奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名祈求，阿门。好，那有需要服事的就到这边。OK， 好。